Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight, and welcome to our broadcast coming from Amity High School. This is Jeff Clark bringing you boys varsity action. Your Warriors taking on the visiting Horizon Christian Hawks. And Horizon Christian comes into this game sitting at third place in the West Valley League with an 8-3 record in league, 14-7 overall. They're ranked 7th in the state. Amity comes in 5-6 in league, 14-8 overall, and 14th in league. Last time these two teams met this year, the only time they've met this year, it was a 10-point win at Horizon, and really a game where the Warriors should have been more competitive in that game. Did a good job of containing Sprower most of the game, Anthony Sprower, the star from Horizon Christian. But what they allowed him to do was kick the ball out to open shooters, and we did not get out on shooters well at all. And we got lit up from three-point range, mainly by Kyle Free, 6-foot junior, who is an excellent spot-up shooter, and we gave him a lot of looks. So tonight the goal for the Warriors will be, number one, contain Sprower. Number two, don't give open looks to three-point shooters, and then run your offense on the other end of the floor. Now, the offensive end, really it comes down for Amity. It's very simple. If they run their offense and they trust each other as teammates, they're very effective. When they don't do that, they become a very ineffective team. And really, it's I think it's just a trust and a discipline issue out there for these Warrior boys. They have lots of offensive talent, but they sometimes don't trust each other to deal with running the offense and being effective when the game gets tight or we get behind. And so a lot of times we see that offensive structure really fall apart, and that's what it did over at Willamina. That was a close game, a game where the Warriors really weren't playing very well on the offensive end the first three quarters. They were only down three going into the fourth, and you had a feeling all they needed to do was just kind of find a little spurt, and they could put that game away pretty quickly. But not only did they not find that spurt, but they stopped running their offense. They became very individualistic on the offensive end. And defensively, then, they had some breakdowns also, and that led to just a blowout in the fourth quarter. Ended up losing the game by 15. And so this is going to be just a test of the Warriors' mettle. Are they committed to being a team, or are they a bunch of individuals on the floor that only play team basketball when it's convenient and easy? This is a critical game. It's a chance for the Warriors to get back to 500 in league. And right now they are tied with Willamina for the fourth spot, but they end up in the fifth spot because Willamina has defeated them twice, so they don't have the tiebreaker there. And if they want to be hosting a game in the district playoffs, they need to make sure that they are ahead of Willamina in the standings. So Willamina finishes up with Taft, Dayton, and Sheridan. So you would generally assume that that's going to be a win against Taft, a loss against Dayton, and a win against Sheridan. So they will probably go 2-1 the rest of the way. The Warriors, on the other hand, have Horizon tonight, and then they finish up with Taft and Westside. If the Warriors can get a win tonight, it's very likely they could go 3-0 to end this season and get themselves to a record of 8-6 in league and be a game ahead of Willamina and host Willamina in the first round of the district playoffs rather than having to go to Willamina. We are getting ready for starting lineups and a national anthem here. We're going to take a quick break and be back. We'll get you set up with the starters tonight. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on the home of the Warriors, KLYC McMinnville. Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. We are getting set for boys varsity action. And if anything, the Amity boys have been a very unpredictable group this year. Maybe their only predictable trait has been their streakiness within games. And we'll have to hopefully see that change tonight. They need to come out and play four solid quarters against a very well-coached and fundamentally sound Horizon Hawks team. The Hawks start Brady Egger, a 5'9 senior point guard, Kyle Free, the 6-foot junior sharpshooter, who you cannot leave alone, Travis Sheely, a 6'1 junior, Will Shelby, a 6'4 junior, and Anthony Sprower, the 6'7 senior, who is really a handful, can take you off the dribble, can post you up low, and can even step out and knock down the outside shot. Really, the only weakness in Sprower's game I've seen over the last 4 years is that he's not a great foul shooter. Other than that, he doesn't have a lot of weaknesses in his offensive game. For the Warriors tonight, it'll be Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Josh Ward tonight. Tyler Parr rolled his ankle in practice last night, and he'll be out for at least tonight. Hopefully he'll be better by next week and ready to go. And so already without Tommy Jackson, now without Tyler Parr, what that means is that Brian Hatch off the bench and Michael Duncan are going to have to be effective when they come into the game. Joe McNulty, if he gets some minutes as well. Those three really is kind of where the depth ends in terms of guys that have some varsity experience. So without Parr and without Jackson, it's a pretty thin bench. Already wasn't a super deep rotation. Now it's very thin. It's going to be critical that Jaeger and Wart stay out of foul trouble in this game. Ready to jump center. And Jaeger steals the tap. And they're going to give that ball to Horizon. Don't see that very often, but Kodiak knew it. He knew he wasn't going to win it. He looks at Sprouwer and says, there's no way I was going to let you just have that tap. So at least this way, the Warriors get to set up their defensive presence. Egger works left to Sprouwer. Sprouwer coming off that roll, kicks it out in the corner. It's an open look for three for Shelby, and he misses. Zach Blake with it. Zake, we'll call him Zake for short. Blake with it, gives it up to White. White over to Nelson on the right wing. Backs it out to the Warrior head and then out towards the center circle. Looking for a screen, gets it from Jaeger. Penetrates, gets in, kicks out to White. Left corner three, no good, but he's fouled as Jaeger takes him out. And White will head to the line to shoot three. So not a bad start for the Warriors offense. Got a good look from three-point range. And nice job by Jason Nelson with the penetration and the kick there to make that available for Sam in the corner. Sam didn't catch it clean, and so that delay actually is why he ended up getting fouled, because he had a little delay on the catch and shoot, and that resulted in Egger closing out on him more than he thought he was going to be able to. Egger probably wouldn't have really even gotten a hand up if White hadn't bobbled the ball. White hits the first, misses the second. Sammy's been an outstanding foul shooter all year. He'll have one more. He takes a little walk before he gets the ball to get on his own case a little bit about missing that foul shot. He really does not like missing a foul shot, never thinks that's an acceptable thing. Even if he's made 10 in a row, he would never want to be able to miss one. There's Blake with a steal on Egger at the other end. Gets it to Wart. Wart wasn't expecting that, and he wasn't open. He had Sprouwer right on him. Ball knocked out of bounds by Horizon, so the Warriors get a break there. There was no good, wasn't good spacing either. Wart was not expecting that ball. He was way too close to Zach. Warriors lob it in to Jaeger out top, wants to go down to Wart. Wart on the left wing, off the dribble, out to Nelson on top. He gets a little screen from Jaeger and then pops out on the left wing. They like to go inside. There he goes down to Wart. Wart turns, squares up, takes it in, kicks it out to Jaeger. Now they want to go back to Wart. It's not there. He goes out to White instead. White on the right wing extended. Dribbles towards the top of the key in the center circle. Now works his way to the left side. Tells Nelson to come. Too much dribbling here. Gives it up to Blake. Blake off the dribble, takes Egger, gets down low, hangs and pops from about 6 feet on the baseline. Zach Blake has the ability to hang in the air. If you don't know Zach, Zach's 5'10", about 135 pounds or so, and can throw it down with two hands. He's got some serious leaping ability, and that time just hung in the air. Sprouwer all the way in, gets to the rim, and scores on Wart. He's going to get some of those there. He just comes off that high top of the key curl. Wart down low on the left baseline, nothing there. Goes down low to Nelson, tapped away by Sprouwer. Not a good pass by Josh there. And it's Horizon basketball. 4-2 game, Warriors up. Jaeger works left side to Sprouwer, comes off that curl again, gets in and gets to the rim again. This time that was Jaeger trying to guard him there. And both times just coming off that high curl, and they're getting hung up on a little pick there. There's a push by Jaeger in the back. He's going to head to the bench here. That's two on him. Brady Egger, 5'9", senior point guard, picks up his second foul. And that'll get number 10, Tucker Olson, off the bench, a 5'8", junior. So they lose some senior leadership there. Egger's played a lot of minutes for them the last 2 years and is a trustworthy ball handler and can knock down the open shot if you give it to him. So Olson into the game, they lose some experience there. White throws in high to Jaeger. Jaeger, top of the key with it, now gives it to Blake. Blake, take a 23-footer. Good! Zach Blake drilling the three. Boy, they could have used that against Willamina on Tuesday when they could not buy a bucket from the outside most of that game. On the right wing with it, it's Sheely. Sheely almost traveled. Did travel. Zach, or that was who was out there? It was Josh Ward playing defense out there, jumped that passing lane, and Sheely pulled the ball back, lost his balance. There's a wraparound pass, Blake to Ward, and Ward scores down low. That's a sweet little pass. He drew that defense to him, beat his man, got into the middle, drew some defense. Josh's man left him, and Josh ends up with a lay-in on a nice wraparound pass by Zach Blake. Sprower, top of the key, drives down the right side, hangs, misses that one. Josh Ward with excellent position that time. Blake with another rebound. Blake ahead to White on the left wing. Sammy crosses over, now gives it back up to Zach at the center circle. Zach over on the right side to Jason. Nelson looking inside, could have made the pass, didn't give it up. Now it's White on the left side. He drives, steps back on the baseline, 15-footer, no good. Offside rebound pulled down by Free. Olsen brings it up for the Hawks. Blake on him. Olsen works left, hands to Sprower. Here they come again. Sprower spins, gets inside the key, gives it up to Shelby. He goes right side to Free for three. Halfway down, wouldn't stay. At least Nelson was close to him that time. Can't leave him alone. Warrior basketball up 9-4. White with it. He backs it out. Coach Nelson calling out what he wants from the sideline. Swing it out to Ward on the left wing. They want to go down low to Nelson. They don't. They go to Yeager. Sprower missed the steal. They go out to White. He's got an open look for three, and he hits it. Sammy White with five. And he and Blake with 10 of their 12 points. Both of them with a three, and that was good movement there. Sprower missed the steal. Kodiak started to drive. Sam's man came off of him, and that led to an open look for Sam. Kodiak made the right decision with the ball. Sprower, top of the key. Ward steps back. He drives. Loses it. White with a steal. He just lost that one on the way up. Shovels it ahead to Yeager. Yeager takes it in with the left hand and misses. He got a little fancy there, but the Hawks knock it out of bounds. Zach talking to Kodiak about that. No excuse for missing that one. He thought he might get some contact there. He wasn't sure what was going to happen. He just took it up a little tentatively and laid it up soft without the confidence that you need to be able to score there, and missed it. We've got a full timeout, so we're going to take a break here also. Warriors up 12-4, 3:51 left to go in the first. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of the Amity Warriors.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Midway through the first quarter here, Warriors doing a great job on both ends of the floor so far and being aided a little bit by a couple of missed open looks for the Hawks, but the Warriors' defense pretty effective. They haven't committed a foul yet, and they can't afford to tonight. No Tyler Parr, no Tommy Jackson. Jackson out with a re-injured his back against Dayton, and Parr out with a rolled ankle from practice yesterday, and so the Warriors very, very thin. The starters need to really be smart on the floor. Yeager wanted to go high post, now gives it up to White. White will set the offense over to Nelson by the Warrior head, back to White. Warriors going right to left here in the first half in front of me. Behind the scorer's table, my normal perch here at home. Blake goes baseline, comes out on the end, scores with a relay, and I thought he was going to shoot a reverse lay and ended up elevating on his side of the basket on that left side of the baseline. Got it on the glass before Sprower could block it. Ward almost had a seal. Sprower gets past him. Nice help defense. There's a tip by Blake. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Shelby. They kick it out. There's a missed three for Sheely. And, excuse me, that was Morrell into the game, not Shelby. Warriors basketball on the miss. They go low post. Ball poked away by Sprower. Ward's got to be stronger down there, and he's got to pin Sprower on one side or the other, not just behind him. Sprower too good with the hands there and the experience. Eggers out top for three. Short. Ward can't box out Sprower. Sprower gets the rebound, puts it back up and in with the right-hand jump hook. He's got all six of their points. And that was Josh has got to be – it's not good enough just to have position on Sprower. Sprower 6'7 with good hops. You've got to put a body on him and push him away from the basket and then go and get the ball. You can't just get inside position and assume that's going to be enough. High post, Yeager with it. Back out to Blake. Swings it right side to White. White down in the corner to Ward. Back out to White. He's got an open 24-footer. Good! Sam White squaring up and knocking it down. He's got eight in the game. And he's hit both of his three-point attempts, and it's 17-6 Warriors. There's a poke away. Free ends up with it for three. No good. Sammy with a rebound. White pushes up the middle of the floor. He doesn't have numbers. Needs to slow it down. Works right. Gets past the guy. Takes it into Sprower. Sprower blocks it out of bounds. Oh, they call a foul. Wow, Sammy got bailed out, and that'll get that'll get Coach Dave Brown off the bench. His arms crossed in disbelief. Boy, I don't know where the foul was on that. Sam took that in, kind of tried to scoop it up with the right hand. Sprower at 6'7", elevated, and that ball had no chance, but they called it down low. Sprower with his first. White hits the free throw, so a good break for the Warriors on that one. Probably an ill-advised shot by Sammy. He went, the purple jerseys were back, and Sprower was guarding the rim, and it's pretty hard to get a good shot off on him, so fortunate call there. White hits a pair, though, and makes it a 19-6 game. Egger, right side, gives it up to Sprower, out on top to Morrell. Morrell, Jaeger right up on him, gives it over to Egger. Egger fouled by Blake. Blake thought he was going to shoot, left his feet just a little bit, and that was enough for Egger to give him a little fake and draw contact. They're both laughing about it. I think Blake took the short end of the stick on that one and maybe banged knees with him a little bit. Zach constantly talking to the opponents. Sometimes trash talking, but always talking. Now he gets a steal, saves it into Jaeger. Can't. Egger chases it down, and that's going to be a foul on Kodiak with a push in the back. Kodiak helps Egger back up. Just two guys hustling for a ball there, and Egger beat him to it, and Kodiak couldn't stop his momentum. Not a dirty play at all. Blake almost had him. It was a great steal by Zach, but he was falling out of bounds, and all he could do was throw it, and then it became a free-for-all. Kodiak and Egger. Egger just a little quicker. Sprower now playing the point. Swings it right side. They want to go back to him. Can't. Out on top to Morrell. Morrell starts to drive, pulls up foul line, goes to Sprower. Knocked away by Ward. Sprower gets it back, finds a cutter down low. That's Sheely. He's triple-teamed. Back out to Sprower. Fakes the three, drives left, gets in the lane. Scoop shot up and in. Once he picks up his dribble, he's going to take one step and cover about 8 or 9 feet with that step. So you think you've got him kind of pinned, and there's a tip away and a steal. Egger got that off the free tip. Egger gives it to Sprower, top of the key. 19-8 Warriors. Sprower on the wing, out to Morrell, top of the key, flips it over to Eggers for three. Good. You can't keep giving him open looks, and that time Egger makes him pay. 19-11 Warriors just need to settle down and run the offense. That's what we talked about. Warriors can't get frustrated. Got to keep playing their game. White out on top to Nelson. Back to White. He'll take a three. It's good. Sam White on fire tonight. And that should get Horizon to commit more to playing the perimeter, which should open up the drive and dish for the Warriors. Sprower with it. 22-11 Warriors. 30 seconds to go. White almost gets a steal on Sheely. Sheely regains control on top to Morrell. Morrell swings it right side to Free. Free looking for Sprower. Sprower, not a good pass. Sprower had to jump out to get that. He swings it left side to Sheely. Out on top now to Morrell. Morrell, Jaeger on him. Over to Free. Free at the Warrior head. Nelson right on him, gets a cutter. That's Sprower again, and Sprower's got all or 10 of their 13 points here in the first quarter, and they've all been on curls. Blake pulls up and buries it from the center circle, and that's the end of the first quarter. Zach Blake with a 33-foot jump shot. They just didn't think he was going to take it. I think they thought he was going to take about two more dribbles and try to beat the clock. He went ahead and squared up. He was inside the circle, but to the left, if that makes sense. He was as far back as the inside of the circle, but just to the left of it. If you know where the 10-foot line is on the volleyball court, he was a solid 6 feet past that 10-foot line, just about 4 feet over half court when he pulled up and took that, and nothing but the bottom of the net. After one, Warriors with a 25-13 lead. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KOIC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Just talking about this, we've got this live streaming on the NFHS feed, but just talking to those who are watching it on there, that shot came within probably 6 or 8 inches of hitting the ceiling. That's the amount of arch he had to put on it, but that's a shot that I guarantee that Zach practices. He has incredible range, and that was just a phenomenal way to end the first quarter for the Warriors. Warriors up 12. Jaeger on the left wing. Out to Blake. Fakes the three. They come on at him at 25 feet. They're in his grill. Sammy pulls up. Misses that three. Wart with the rebound. Puts it back up. He was fouled. No call. Sprower with the rebound. Sprower. Long outlet pass to Free. Free pulls up. Three-pointer left wing. Good. That's a different kind of transition offense there. Free had no intention of trying to take anybody off the dribble. 25-16 Warriors. Blake center circle with it. Swings it back to White. Now over to Black, to Zach. I'm having a hard time with his name tonight. Blake with it. Blake back to White. The left wing now goes in the corner to Yeager. Against zone defense, hits Nelson, high post, turnaround, misses. Blake puts it back up and in. Zach Blake coming from the weak side. Caught that miss like an alley-oop and laid it off the glass and in. Blake with 12 points in the first quarter. White has 13. They are dominating this. There's a block shot by Nelson on the perimeter. White in the open floor, steps through, lays it up with the left hand and puts it in, and that's going to be offensive basket interference. Wart was going up to get the rebound. And Sammy's shot was going to go in anyway, but Josh got a hold of the rim. Coach Nelson urging his kids on. You can't worry about it. So you missed a basket. Let's go. Don't worry about it. Egger with it. He walks it up. Blake will meet him at half court. Gives it up to Free on the left wing. Now high post out above the circle to Sprower. Sprower looks at a 23-footer and misses it. White with a long rebound. White, they got a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Now it's a 3-on-3. White backs it out. On top to Blake. Blake and White play catch out top with it. Blake now on the right wing. Extended by the Warrior head. Back to White. Almost a steal by Sheely, but White gets it back. White works back towards the left. Waiting to see. This is a 2-3 zone here, and you got Sprower in the middle, so there's not a lot of operating room in the high post. Sprower come up. They go to Nelson, high post, out in the right wing. Yeager for three, no good. Nelson chases down the rebound, knocked away by Egger and out of bounds. Oh, they're going to miss this call. I think the officials are going to talk about this. That was a terrible call, but they're going to talk about this. That was poked out by Egger, clearly. Nelson did not keep his hand on that at all. Egger knocked it away. We'll see what the officials do here. We've got a timeout on the floor. They're still talking about it, but it was clearly knocked away from Jason, and Jason's hand did not continue with that ball after it was hit. Egger poked it away and out of bounds. So we'll see. They're going to leave this call, or are they going to change it? He's taking his time deciding here. Taking his time. And it's going to be a full timeout. And we're waiting to see. They're going to keep that ball. Unbelievable bogus call there. Coach Nelson cannot believe that. And I can't believe it either. As you can hear, fans around me right in front of us. That was, everybody could see it right here on this side of the floor. And Egger just poked that ball away from Nelson and out of bounds. And the official that had the good angle tried to overrule the other official, and he wouldn't have any of it. So the official that ends up making the call and keeping the call as Horizon Ball had two players between him and that. He had Nelson's back and Egger's back between him and the ball, and he still made the call and overruled the official that had a clean look from the other side of the floor. So some poor officiating right there. Usually when they get together, they get it right. That time, didn't even come close to getting that one right. All right, it's going to be Horizon Ball coming out of this timeout. 6:04 left to go, second quarter. Warriors up 27-16. On the floor for the Warriors now, McNulty into the game. He gives Nelson a break. His job will be to stay up on Free on that wing. He does that now. Now he pops out to Sprower. Sprower goes right side to Morrell. Morrell, top of the key, over to Free on the left wing, extended. To Egger in the left corner. Egger tries to go inside. Blake tips it and steals it. Blake just reading Egger's eyes. They know they want to go inside to Sprower. He hands to McNulty. McNulty back over to Blake. High post Yeager down low to Wart. Should have been a foul on Morrell. This guy is just not going to call anything down there against Horizon, it looks like. That was a terrible no call there as Wart had good position. The guy came through him to poke the ball away from behind, not even making an effort to get to the side. Horizon Ball. Egger to Free on the left wing. Out top now to Sprower. Sprower right angle to Morrell. Goes down to the corner. Now back out to Egger. Egger to Sheely. Sheely with White on him in the corner to Sprower. Sprower wants to take you off the dribble from there. Wart working against him. Sprower backs him down. Misses the jump hook. Pretty good defense, but really just Sprower missing that one there. McNulty by the Warrior head down in the corner on the right side to Yeager. Back to McNulty. There's a bad pass tipped away, stolen by Egger. Egger takes it in. White strips it away and out of bounds. Sammy went for the pump fake. Had his hand up by the rim and on his way down. As Egger started up with the ball, Sammy reached out with that left hand and stripped the ball away from Egger and out of bounds. Great defensive play by Sam. Free in the corner on the inbound. Go to Sprower. Sprower, the low post. Blake harassing him. Sprower turns, goes through the left hand. Wart picks up the foul. Sprower now with 12 in the game. It's going to be the first on Josh Wart tonight. Wart, this is going to be a little bit of a schooling tonight in terms of Josh learning to play against a kid who's got 3 years more experience than him and about 3 inches of length. Sprower misses the foul shot off of Wart's hands and out of bounds on the rebound. And Morrell doing a good job of pursuing the ball and not making it hard for Wart to corral it.
Come on, guys, watch the game.
4:37 left to go. Warriors up 9. Horizon ball. They go in the corner to Free. McNulty right up on him. Jaeger knocks it away. The pass was intended for Sprower. It's going to be Horizon ball, right side of the key on the baseline. Sprower will inbound. They stack it up along the right side of the key. He tosses it in to Olson. Olson gives it back to Sprower. Sprower in the key a long time there. Ball knocked away by White. They go back to Sprower. Sprower out in the corner. Sheely for three, hits it. You cannot double off of their shooters. Egger, Free, Sheely all have a three now, and it's a six-point game. Warriors were firmly in control of this, up 13. Now it's down to six turnovers and a lack of defensive execution for the Warriors the last couple of minutes. White, bounce pass down low to Nelson. Nelson pulls up, eight-footer, buries it over Sprower. Nice job, Jason Nelson, with his first two of the game. Gets it back to an eight-point lead as we come halfway through the second quarter. Sheely hits a popping out Sprower. They want to run everything through Sprower out there. He draws so much attention. Free takes it, hands it off to Olson. Olson with Blake on it. Blake knocks it away off the foot of Olson, and it's over the back. I guess Blake didn't hit it. Olson, just in the stress of Blake going after the ball, dribbled it off his foot. Zach Blake, a couple of steals already and a couple of tip passes, now forcing a turnover here. Warrior basketball, Blake with it. This 2-3 zone or something like that, really trapping. There's a foul on the baseline as Nelson drives from the left corner. And that'll be on Sheely. That's his first, I believe. Fourth team foul. That's going to get Shelby back in the game. He's going to get in for Morrell. On the floor for the Warriors, it's White, Nelson, Jaeger, Blake, and McNulty. No Parr tonight, no Jackson. Blake in the right corner, drives, tries to go to Nelson, and it bounced off of the knee of Anthony Sprower. Sprower didn't even move. That was just a bad pass by Zach, and now Zach picks up a cheap foul, and I think that's his, is that his first or second here? That's his second. So Ward's going to come in. I think that's going to get Jaeger out, or no, McNulty out, excuse me. So it put Wart back on Sprower. Let Kodiak have a little bit of a break. They get it into Sprower. So Blake with two. Got to be careful. Drive by Sprower. Misses. White high for the rebound. White drives. Still going all the way in. Leaves it back for Jaeger, but it's a turnover. And oh, but Olson was standing out of bounds when he stole the ball. He had a foot on the baseline. It looked like he did from here, but I thought maybe his heel was up. But the official looked down the baseline there and saw that from the other end. Warrior basketball. They box it up. White inbounds to Jaeger in the left corner. They're going to go back to Sammy, left corner, three. No good. Wart tips it once, gets it, and it's ripped out of his hands by Shelby. Wart got to be stronger with that ball. Great effort to tip it once. They go down low to Shelby. Nelson on him. Back out to Sheely for a three. No good. Wart with the rebound. Up to White. White up the left side of the floor. Carried the ball, got away with it there. Olson comes way out on him. It's a matchup zone. They'll come way out, even trap out of that. Into the corner to Blake, back to Nelson, now to Blake. Blake drives baseline. Wild reverse lay-in. Wart had it, can't hang on to it. Jaeger with it. He doesn't want to go up against Sprower. Cross court to White. White drives, gets bumped, no call out to Blake. Blake in the corner, gets inside, steps through with the left hand. It was blocked. He gets it back. He'll reset. Good hustle by the Warriors to get a third chance here. Nelson back to Zach. High post, Jaeger turns, shoots, 18-footer. Good! Boy, they needed that out of Kodiak. His first basket of the game. They had to work hard that possession. We come up on the 2-minute mark to go. First half, 31-21 Warriors. Olson Left side to Free. Free hits Sprower as he pops out top of the key. Sprower drives right, pulls up. Back to Olsen. He traveled. So when Egger's out of the game, they're struggling with Olsen. If I were Dave Brown, I'd have Egger back in there. He's been the glue on the offensive end, and Olsen, the junior, just does not have the wherewithal to deal with the pressure the Warriors are putting on him. Warrior basketball. White to Nelson, the center circle, over to Blake on the left wing, extended back to Nelson. Not a good pass, but Jason gets it. Works past Olsen, now out to White. White, Olsen, a good defender, really getting out there. He's quick. Gets out there, and we've got a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. He could see nothing good was going to happen. I think that was going to be a five-second call if he doesn't get that timeout, because Sammy wasn't getting past Olsen. A lot of dribbling, but not getting anywhere. Olsen staying in front of him. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. Warriors, it's been all Sam White and Zach Blake so far in the first half. Sammy with three threes and 13 points total. Blake with a couple of threes and 12 points. Nelson, Wart, and Jaeger with two each. But the offense has kind of stagnated the last couple of minutes. They've struggled against this zone. And they've got to figure that out a little bit better, because what they're doing is they're playing kind of almost a 2-3, but Sprower in the middle will go wherever the post goes. So if you've got a high post, he'll come up to that foul line. And you've really got to utilize getting the ball into the high post and then back down to the low post, because if you put Jaeger in the middle on that, Sprower will come to him, and that should leave Wart down low. I wouldn't say it's a mismatch, but Josh would have a favorable matchup if you could go high-low between Jaeger and he. Warrior ball, White, top of the key with it. Hands off to Nelson. They come out and guard him tight. That's Free. Nelson gets past him. Left corner three for Jaeger. No good. Wart with the rebound. Takes it up. Reverse lay and misses it. Trying to avoid Sprower. Put it up a little strong. 107 to go. First half. Morrell on the right wing. Goes down to Sprower. Tipped away by Wart. Stolen by Jaeger. Nice job by Josh Wart there. Got a half around there and tipped that pass away. You know where they want to go every time. They want to go through Sprower. Go down low to Wart. Wart drives. Reverse layup. Blocked by Sprower. Ball tipped away. Jaeger can't get it. Sprower comes out of there with it. They've got numbers. Ahead to Free. Free steps back for three. Good. You cannot leave Kyle Free at the three-point line. He will stick it like it's a free throw. Blake hands off to Jaeger. Jaeger bounce pass out high to White. White dribble, tries to dribble through. Ball tipped away. Sprower with it. Sprower ahead to Morrell. Morrell takes it in and scores. And so Nathan Morrell with his first two. It's a five-point game, under 20 seconds to go now, first half. Warriors with back-to-back fast breaks that they've given up here to Horizon. One was a three-pointer, the other a tough lay-in. Nelson to Blake. Blake works left, out in the corner to White, puts up a three, no good, and that is the end of the second quarter. Warriors were up 12 after one. They find themselves up only five at halftime, 31-26. So if you're doing the math at home, that means that the Warriors got outscored 13-6 in that second quarter. And again, the offense faltering some, the defense not finding Kyle Free, who hit a pair of threes that quarter. And they did a better job on Sprower in the second quarter. He had 10 in the first, only 2 in the second, as he gets a little tired there. But the Warriors have got to find those three-pointers. And Kyle Free, both of his threes came in transition where the defense was hustling back, and he just stopped at the three-point line. The first time was on the left side of the floor. He just, as he was coming up the floor, he just stopped at the three-point line, took the shot. The second time, he was actually about 18 feet from the basket when he caught the ball. He took a dribble and stepped back behind the three-point line and then knocked it down. That's how good of a three-point shooter he is, and that tells you what the Warriors' defense is up against. You cannot leave him alone. So Sprower had the 12 points in the first half. Free with 6, Egger and Sheely with 3 each, and Morrell with 2. For the Warriors, nothing changed from the last time I updated you. White with 13, Blake with 12, Wart, Nelson, Jaeger, 2 each. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back as we get you set up for the second half. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Jeff Clark bringing you live action here from Amity High School, where your Warriors lead the Horizon Hawks 31-26. But it wasn't a good second quarter for the Warriors. First quarter was outstanding. They were up 25-13 after one with just an offensive explosion. And then, as Dave Brown teams will do, the defensive intensity picked up. The offensive execution was better for the Hawks in the second quarter. And just because you get them down in one quarter does not have anything to do with how they're going to play the rest of the night. You won't find a better X's and O's coach than Dave Brown, and you won't. I don't think you'll find a better motivator. I'm not sure any coach that I've seen in the state of Oregon at any level gets his kids to play harder or gets more out of his kids' basketball talent, their physical ability. He puts them in a position to be successful, and they buy into that and did a great job. So what does Scott Nelson do to counter that? He's got to get that offense going against that very active zone, and the problem is, the Warriors are really struggling out top against the active hands of Egger and Olsen and Sheely and Free. I mean, those guys are really getting after ball handlers on the perimeter. And the Warriors are not doing a good job of helping each other out. I would personally like to see somebody come over and set a little back screen against that zone and get a little action going towards the basket off of that, because once you isolate one guy at the top, now everybody in that zone is in a help defensive mode depending on where the ball handler goes. And so I think if Scott will incorporate some high screens for the ball handlers out 25 feet from the basket and do a good job of setting those, you can start to get that defense having to cover and move and shift, and that's when you get people open against the zone. When you try to go one-on-one against the zone, bad things happen because the rest of the zone is watching and waiting to see where your pass goes, and oftentimes you're going to have a hard time finding a good place to make a pass against that. But if you can get the zone defense to have to start covering for each other, then you're going to get them shifting, moving, helping, and that's going to leave other guys open. And so the key against the zone is you have to move the ball and you have to move bodies. And if the guy who is near you in the zone moves, you have to move also while he's moving to be able to create a passing angle for your teammate. The other thing you can do against the zone is you can screen away from the ball. You can back screen the zone for cutters as they come through. That'll free them up on a wing, and that'll get defense helping and guys shifting around a lot also. And so there's a few different ways you can attack this, but I think we need to see some more screens out of the Warriors here against that zone defense. The Hawks don't like to play man-to-man. They like to play zone. Warriors, on the other hand, are in man-to-man defense, and you don't want to zone this Horizon team. They will eat up a zone. Especially if, maybe a zone press initially against the ball handlers, but after that, once they get it across half court, they're going to tear your zone up. Hawks ball to start the second half. They collapse on Sprouwer. He kicks it out for three, and that's Morrell with his second three, or his first three of the game. He's got 5 points. He had a two, and it's a two-point game. First possession successful 15 seconds in. So White with it, over to Blake. Blake by the Warrior head, goes high post. Jaeger back to Blake, gets inside, little floater, gets it to drop. Bounce that one around, and Zach gets it to go in, 14 for Blake. 7:20 left to go here, early in the third quarter, and it's a four-point game, 33-29 Warriors. Sheely starts to drive, gives it up to Free. He goes to Morrell. Morrell back to Free in the right corner to Sprouwer in the mid post. Sprouwer, right mid post, out to Morrell. Open look from three. Misses that one. Wart with a good, strong rebound, and he picks up the foul on Shelby. Outstanding job by Josh Wart there. And it helped that Sprouwer was still up near that mid to high post. He wasn't anywhere near Wart going for that rebound. Sprouwer does not like to be physical, and so if Josh will be physical with him, I think he can win the battle of a lot of rebounds inside. White on the left wing. Back to Nelson, to White, high post Jaeger. Jaeger, that was where they should have gone low. Now he goes out to Blake. Blake drives, hangs, misses a shot. Sprouwer with a rebound in traffic. Sprouwer pushes it ahead to Free. Free pulls up from three-point range. Now down to Sprouwer in the low block. Turns, Wart blocks the shot. Blake saves it. Nelson has it. Nelson pushes up, middle of the floor with it. Slows down, goes behind his back, still going. Bounce pass to Jaeger. Jaeger lays it up and in. That's how you run a fast break, boys. Outstanding work by Jason Nelson, but that all started Josh Wart with a block, Blake with a save. Nelson ends up getting the assist to Jaeger. That is how you turn defense into offense right there. Sheely with the drive, pulls up over White, misses. White with a rebound. Good job there by Sammy to close out and then get the rebound. White on the right wing, backs it out, swings it over to Blake. Dangerous pass because they've got Sprouwer on the top of that zone. Blake misses the three. Wart with the rebound. goes down, passes the ball to Jaeger, lays it up and in. Josh Wart was falling forward, off balance after he got the rebound, had the wherewithal to make a little bounce pass on the baseline across the key to Jaeger, and Dave Brown needs a timeout. And he's changing things up right now. He had Egger on the bench to start that quarter, and Egger coming back in. He's going to put his senior point guard back in the game. I'm not sure what the situation is there, why he felt like they were better with Egger, but I can tell you they've been better in this game when Egger's been in. And so here he comes back in. 37-29 Warriors, just over 2 minutes into this third quarter. And Brown trying to see what he's talking to his boys about right now, but I guarantee part of it is on the offensive end, and part of it's on the defensive end. On the offensive end, I think, is where they're struggling here. They got that quick three from Morrell, but the last couple times down the floor, they've really kind of forced shots. And I know Coach Brown does not like forced offense. He wants that offense to be very methodical, and he's got certain shots he wants them to end up with. It's going to be Horizon ball, the inbound just to the right end of their bench here. Egger with it. They start Sprouwer out on the right wing. He pops out to get the ball by the Warrior head there. Wart gives him some space. Now to Morrell. Morrell swings it left side to Free. Free starts to drive, pulls up at the foul line, goes out in the corner to Sheely for three. No good. Ball tipped, and Free gets the rebound. He puts up a quick three. No good. He rushed that one a little bit, and Blake hustles out a rebound because Sprouwer was on his way for that. Blake up the middle of the floor with it. Pulls up 23 feet and backs it out. Has Sheely on him. It's man-to-man defense now. They were struggling with that zone. There's a pass to Nelson. Nelson right at the rim. He's fouled by Egger. That's his third. So Horizon doesn't like to play man-to-man defense. It's not what they do well. But the Warriors had solved the zone there for a couple of trips in a row, and I think Dave wanted to come out, Dave Brown, and give the Warriors a different look on the defensive end. He goes man-to-man, and the Warriors get a good look. Nelson hits the foul shot. The Warriors will thrive if Horizon plays man-to-man. Dave Brown must not have a good memory, because when it was over at Horizon, when they were man-to-man to start that game, the Warriors just tore them to pieces. When he went to the zone, that's when the Warriors struggled. And if you've watched tape on our boys, you know it's a zone defense is what they struggle with mainly. Though Dayton played a man-to-man with a lot of help. Sprouwer down low, turns one way, goes the other way, and banks it up and in. That's a tough play by Anthony Sprouwer. He's got 14 in the game. Had 10 in the first quarter. Blake with it. Warriors up 8. Blake works off a high pick left. Gets inside. Still going baseline. Pulls up. 10-footer. Good! Zach Blake just kind of pulling a little C.J. McCollum. Just kind of dribbling here, dribbling there. Seeing what the defense gives him. Finally found a soft spot on the baseline. Warriors still in their man-to-man defense. Egger got away with a carry. Goes all the way to the rim. Misses it. Morrell puts it back up and in. Nobody boxed out. Nathan Morrell. And he gets the basket. 41-33 Warriors. Blake on the left sideline with it. Starts to drive, backs it out. Brings Sheely way out, 23 feet from the basket. Now bounce pass in the low post to Wart. Wart turns on Morrell, gets down low, turns back again, finds Jaeger on the other side, and he lays it up and in. Another assist for Josh Wart. Sprouwer came down to double him and left Jaeger alone on the other side, thinking Wart wouldn't find him. Jaeger with 6 in the quarter, 8 in the game. Pull-up jump shot from Morrell. Knocks it down from the high post. Jaeger with a hand in his face. 43-35 as the team's trade baskets the last four trips down the floor. Blake drives baseline, pulls up, kicks it back out, and there was nobody there when he kicked it out. White had changed his positioning from the last place Blake had seen him. Jaeger out, McNulty in. No fouls on the Warriors again. They've stayed out of foul trouble tonight. Blake has 2, and I think Josh might have 2. I can't remember now. Halfway through and a little bit more of this third quarter, Warriors up 8. They were up 5 at halftime. Sprouwer drives baseline, reverse lay-in, up and in. Josh Wart having a hard time staying with the quicker Sprouwer. Sprouwer's an explosive athlete. He's also a outstanding triple jumper and high jumper. And so he's a guy that predicates his game on explosiveness, and he's got 6'7 length to go with it. So he's a tough cover. And that's okay. Josh doesn't want to foul and give him the M1. White starts to drive, steps back to the foul line, misses that one. Egger high for the rebound on the left block. Sammy with a nice little penetration step back, got the open 15-foot look. Egger's still going in. White challenges, or Nelson challenges, but it's too late. And Egger's got 5 in the game, and now we have a 4-point game again. Nelson backs it out, Man-to-man defense for Horizon, and they are way extended on Zach Blake. Blake in the center circle with it now. He has Sheely on him. He can take Sheely if they'll clear this out, but they don't clear it out. I'd like to see a little two-man game and then get some action going towards the basket against this man-to-man. Nelson sets a screen. Blake goes left, goes right, and then they called him for a travel. Took an extra step in there. He was trying to shovel the pass to Wart, and Coach Nelson needs a timeout. I think this is going to be a 30, but we're going to take a quick break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville will be right back.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. 2:31 left to go, third quarter, 43-39. Warriors with the lead on this Friday night. West Valley League varsity boys action. Warriors and the Horizon Hawks. Horizon sitting in third place in the West Valley League with an 8-3 record. They're actually tied with Sandingham Christian. I actually don't know. They might be in second place. They're third on the OSA website, but they have the Warriors at fourth, and we're really fifth because Willamina has the tiebreaker. I think they go, I don't know what they do on that website. I can't figure out. Maybe they go with a higher OSA rank. Sprower goes baseline, gets the backdoor pass, and dunks it. Somebody missed Sprower there. That's probably on Josh Ward, and he turned his head, and Sprower went right to the basket. Two-point game. And if you want to see somebody who's an easy dunker, Sprower is about as easy a dunker as you'll ever see. White down on the baseline, gives it up to Blake. Blake starts to drive. Too much dribbling by the Warriors here. They need to stop what they're doing here. And Blake goes again. This time he draws a foul on the drive against Sheely. But the Warriors are getting into this, some people call it hero ball, where one guy tries to do it all on the offensive end, and that doesn't work well. It works better against man-to-man than it does against zone, but the last couple trips, the Warriors have struggled to get a good shot because they're trying to do too much individually. Just pass into Wart, ball knocked away from him by Morrell. Let a lot of contact go. Josh just got to get stronger down there so it becomes obvious when there's illicit contact. He's not drawing a lot of calls that I think he'll learn how to draw as time goes on. Nelson in the right corner, out to Wart by the Warrior head. Now, center circle to Blake, swings it left side. White with a good look from the corner, buries it! Now that is team offense right there. Sammy White with his fourth three of the night, and he has 16. But that time, four guys touched the ball, and there was no dribbling, and they end up with a wide open look from three-point range. If they could just get that into their brain. There's a steal by Wart in the low post, and he flips it over to Blake. Nice job by Josh there to steal that entry pass intended for Sprower. Blake. Now let's see if they'll run their offense here again. Goes high post to Kodiak. Kodiak swings it over to Nelson on the left wing. Goes down low to Wart. Wart turns. Gets low on the baseline. Turns back out to White. White takes another three. No good this time. Blake high. Had the rebound. Gets shoved to the ground. It'll be Warrior ball. Sheely just took Blake out. Zach smiling as he gets up in disbelief. Just incredulous at that lack of a call there by the official. Blake was up in the air, and Sheely undercut him, knocking him to the ground, but the Warriors do get the ball back. Nelson into Wart at about 4 seconds there. Now he swings it out to White by the center circle. He works toward the left side, gets a high screen, tries to go to Yeager, now kicks it over to Blake. Blake, at least there was a screen that time. That's good to see. Blake back to White. White comes off that high screen again, dribbles in. Draws a double out to Yeager for three. The knuckleball, no good. White with the offensive rebound. Goes out to the corner, loses it, gets it back, and backs it out towards the Warrior head. Now a little penetration. Bounce pass to Blake. Blake for a three from the left side. No good. Sprower tips. Yeager tips. Yeager. Sprower. Wart is going to get the foul. So with all the contact they've allowed to go, this time they get Josh Wart, and that'll be Wart's second or third, I'm not sure. I'm waiting to see it go up there. They're not going to put it on the board, so there it is. Third foul for Wart. 30 seconds to go. First team foul on the Warriors this half, so that's good news. There's a tip and a steal by Nelson. Nelson against Free in the open floor. Nelson takes it in strong. He's fouled. Can't score. But did a great job of powering that up. Jason Nelson, there's no way he was going to let Kyle Free stop him from getting to the rim. It was one-on-one, and Nelson used his length and his leaping ability to get up. So the steal, the break, and two free throws coming for Jason Nelson. 21.3 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Nelson at the foul line misses that one badly, came up way short. White out for the last few seconds here of the quarter to get him a break and Michael Duncan into the game. One more for Nelson. I think Duncan has the ability to become that kind of spot-up sharpshooter that Free is. I think you just got to figure out how to use him. Not a big kid, but boy, he can shoot the basketball. Egger to Sprower, 15 seconds. Sprower starts to drive, ball tipped away, gets it back, turns, hooks it off the glass, and in. Almost unstoppable with that drop step and that elevation at 6'7". Blake with it with 3 seconds. Drives, foul line, pulls up, no good, and that's the end of the quarter. Thought he got fouled on that, no call. So the Warriors were up 5 after 2 quarters. They are up 4 as we head to the fourth. 47-43 Amity. This is the home of your Amity Warriors, KLYC, McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes on the clock to get this fourth quarter underway. 47-43, Warriors with the four-point lead over the Horizon Hawks. Horizon ranked 7th in the state, had a 10-point win over the Warriors earlier in January, and the Warriors had a big lead in that game, or a good lead in that game. It wasn't big, but they had a solid lead in that game early. Horizon whittled away and then really routed them in the fourth quarter. So we'll see. This is the challenge for the Warriors. Can they play against a team that has had them in this position before in a close game through three quarters? Jaeger and Sprower laughing and bumping down in the low post. And Kodiak, when he keeps his emotions about him, gets along, I think, pretty well with most opponents because he's a fierce competitor. But sometimes he just lets that emotion get the best of him. Duncan tries to make the one-hand wraparound pass into the low post, and it's a steal, easy steal by Sheely, as Jaeger couldn't hold the position. Not a good pass by Duncan there. Free out top, swings it to Egger. Egger with a look from left angle, three, no good. Wart with the rebound. He's got to get stronger about catching that ball. So often he has the ball in a hand and he slaps it towards the ground. He doesn't hang on to it, and he ends up having to catch the rebound on the bounce. Get stronger hands, go up and hang on to that ball. Duncan and Blake play catch out top of it. Warriors still up 4. Nelson now back to Blake in the right corner. Wants to go inside. It's a good time to do it, and they need to get Jaeger cleared out more. Now they go to the corner to Blake again. Blake staring at it. Can't make the entry pass. Now they swing it left side to Duncan. Duncan back to Nelson, center circle. To Duncan, to Nelson again. Jason almost traveled there. Works off a little pick, goes left, and he is fouled. Sprower took the brunt end of that as he was trying to draw a charge. The foul was on Egger. That's his fourth. Sprower was stepping over to draw a charge, and Jason took him out. Hard fall. He's limping a little bit as he gets up. Might have banged a knee or tweaked an ankle there. I can't tell. White back in and Duncan out. Jaeger inbounds to White. White out on the far sideline. Walks it towards the middle of the floor. They want to run a little high-low here. There's a screen by Jaeger. White works left. Hands to Blake. Blake drives, hands to Nelson. Nelson fumbles it, gets it back, swings it to Blake. Blake, down low to Jaeger. Now that's where you make the entry pass. They wait a second. Now they get it to Wart. Wart turns, goes up with the left. He scores and he's fouled! Josh Wart methodically scoring that time with the left hand. Nice effort there. And Wart will go to the line. See if he can make a three-point play the way we used to do it. Pre-1988 in Oregon. Wart misses the foul shot. Sprower with the rebound to Egger. 6:20, fourth quarter. Warriors up 6. Wart almost had the steal. Sprower has it blocked by Jaeger, and they get him with a foul down low. That's probably the right call. Sprower and Jaeger exchange a handshake there, a little slap of the hands, because that was just mano a mano there. I think Sprower was intending to throw that down hard. And Jaeger went up, got a hand on the ball, but probably had a little contact down low on that. Sprower to the line. This is where he struggles. If you come into a tight game down the stretch, putting Anthony Sprower on the line is not necessarily a bad thing. We saw that in that triple overtime game here last year, or double overtime game here last year. Sprower bangs the second one in, rattles it around. He's 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. So remember that if this comes down to free throw shooting. Blake with the ball, setting the offense up. Hands to White. White dribbles right, hands to Nelson. They run a little weave here. He crosses over. Thought he was going to get a screen, didn't get it. Now gives it to White. White, he drives left, all the way in. Left hand, he's fouled. That'll be on Free. Good hard take by Sam that time. Samuel go to the line. That is 17 fouls already in this half on Horizon. Just 2 on the Warriors. This is going to get Brian Hatch in. I was hoping to see Brian here. I think he played 4 quarters in the JV game, and so he could only play in this fourth quarter or one quarter. White hits the first. That'll get Blake a break. And I'll tell you what, if Brian will play the way he played in the fourth quarter of the JV game, under control, only taking shots when he gets a chance to really get his feet set and square up and playing that tenacious, disciplined defense, Brian Hatch could be an asset on the floor for this varsity team because he's got as good a quickness as anybody on the Warriors team. And Dave Brown needs a 30-second timeout, and so the Warriors will head over to the sideline here. We'll take a quick one. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mack, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 5:48 remaining, fourth quarter here from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Horizon Hawks 51-44. Warriors have had a couple of times this game where they've kind of broken down offensively. The second quarter was a little ugly, but they played much better in the third quarter, so we'll see if they can maintain it. They're going to come out a little zone here and give Horizon a different look. Very dangerous against Horizon. Egger with it, goes high post to Sprower. Sprower stripped away from behind by Hatch. Brian Hatch came down with a steal, ahead to Nelson. Nelson in the corner to White. White back to Nelson. Man-to-man defense by Horizon here. Nelson holds it, waits for everybody to get set. Gets Jaeger into the high post, Wart low post. Starts to work left. Now right, hands off to White. White still dribbling. Now he backs out to the center circle with it. 5:10 left to go, fourth quarter. Low post, Jaeger turns, elevates, no good. Ball's tipped and rebound by Sheely. Gets it to Egger. Good look there for Jaeger. He had a good match in the low post. Over to Sheely. Sheely goes down low to Morrell. Morrell back to Sheely on the left wing. Now in the corner, Morrell fakes the three, throws it over the head of Sprower and out of bounds. Nelson almost touched that. But Sprower was cutting to the low post when Morrell threw it to him, and he thought Sprower was going to stop right underneath the basket, I think, and Sprower was coming over to the post up, and Morrell just threw it over his head. Sprower wasn't ready for it. Hard to throw the ball over Sprower's head. Not an easy accomplishment by Morrell there. Hatch on the drive, on the weave, gives it up to Nelson. Nelson will back it out as they look at this man-to-man. Now he works right. He's going to get all the way in, lays it up. No good, Sprower with a rebound. Nelson got a little too deep. Sprower in the open floor. Jaeger back, tipped away by Hatch from behind again. Brian Hatch saving a collision between Sprower and Jaeger because that's what was coming there. Brian Hatch with 2 good plays. And Blake in. He's going to get Nelson a breather. So a chance to rotate the guards here a little bit with Hatch playing good minutes. Hatch switches over onto Free. Got to remember, Brian, that's the shooter. They go to Free in the corner. Hatch right up on him. Drives baseline. Kicks it out to Sprower, who pops to the three-point line. He drives left hand. Spins back to the right. Lays it up and in. That's that right-hand drop step. Josh Wart should know because it's the exact move Josh likes to do. Sprower just does it a little bit better, and he's getting him. White all the way in. Lays it up and in. Sammy White with penetration. And Josh Wart sealed off Sprower. Sprower couldn't come across to defend. 53-47 Warriors. Egger hands to Sheely. Sheely out top. Working against White. Good job by Sammy. Staying in front of him. Moving his feet. Now he gets it to Egger. Blake on Egger. There's a little drive. Blake got his foul. That's going to be his third. Egger surprised him, I think, a little bit. And that's what Nelson's telling him right now. Don't come out that far to guard him. They don't have a guy who's going to shoot the ball from 30 feet. They don't have a Zach Blake or a Sam White that even really wants to shoot from 25. They want to be really right on that line when they shoot. That's part of Dave Brown coaching principles there, is don't take a longer shot than you have to. Free pops out, gets a look from three, and hits it. And he got Brian rubbed off on a screen, and there was no help. Kyle Free, three out of four maybe now from three-point range. I think he might have missed one. Four-point game again. Hatch with it. Hatch starts to drive, goes back to the right hand, all the way in. He's fouled, and he scores! Brian Hatch taking the game right into the face of Sprower. Lays it up high. The foul came from Sheely. Sprower was coming across too late. Hatch got that ball up high on the glass. Drew contact down low from Sheely. Hatch at the line. Rattles it in. Brian Hatch with 3 points and a timeout taken by Coach Nelson. Hatch giving him a huge lift defensively and now offensively off the bench for the Warriors. This is going to be a full timeout, so we are going to take a break. You are listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. We'll be right back. Well, welcome back to exciting Amity Warrior Basketball. Brian Hatch coming off the bench, had a steal, and then saved a fast break by tipping a ball away from behind, and now at the offensive end, drives hard to the hoop, lays it up off the glass, high off the glass, draws contact down low, gets the basket, makes the free throw, and then his reward is he gets to come out of the game as Blake comes back in. But Brian Hatch giving him a couple of really good minutes there, providing a spark at both ends of the hardwood. 3:32 left to go. Warriors now up 7. Wouldn't be surprised to see Brian come back into this game either. It's nice to know you've got somebody on the bench you can trust, and Brian earning that trust a little bit more tonight. 3:27 to go. Egger swings it over to Free on the left wing. Nelson right up on him, hits a popping out Morrell. Morrell trying to get to Sheely on the right wing, does. They try to go to Sprower, tipped by White. Now they get it to Sprower. Sprower, baseline, kicks it out to Free. Free, mid-range jumper, no good. Jaeger with a rebound. That's not Free's game. He wants to shoot the three, and when you make him put it on the floor, it's not the best that he will perform for you. Warriors ball, 3 minutes to go, up 7. Need to play some smart basketball here. White waiting for Free to come out on him. Now drives, gets past him, kicks it out. Nelson, Nelson to White. White drives right, or not White, Blake with it. Now to the corner to Sam. White will back it out. Egger on him. Egger's a tough defender. You got to be careful with the ball. Drives, gets to the top of the key. Now backs out, gets separation. Warriors have won 25 seconds off the clock. White pulls up from 8 feet, buries it. Egger went for the steal. Sammy got past him and hit the mid-range before Sprower could come over. That's a smart, heady play by Sam. If you take it one more dribble, Sprower gets there, and it becomes a much tougher shot. Free coming off the high pick, trying to get free, and that's going to be a foul on Jaeger. Jaeger hedging out and got some contact on there. That's going to be, I think, the third on Kodiak. Let's see what they put him up for there. Fourth team foul on the Warriors and the third on Jaeger. 18 fouls on Horizon. So Warriors shooting in the bonus, and Horizon a ways away from that still. Sprower way out on the right corner. Kicks it to Morrell out top. One of the three. Jaeger closes on him well. They go to Free. Free starts to drive. Picks up his dribble. Nice job by Nelson to fake the double and then get back out on Sheely. Now Egger with it. Center circle. Works right. Hooks a pass to Morrell. Top of the key three-pointer. No. It's bouncing. It bounced in. It bounced twice high off the rim and drops in. Nathan Morrell now with 12 points in the game. 10 of those in the second half. It's a 6-point game. White, minute 40 to go. Over to Blake. Blake, hands off to White. They're going to run clock here if they can. White, got to be careful with the ball though. Dribbles left, gets separation, so the 5 seconds off. Out to Jaeger. Jaeger. Jaeger almost fouled him. Gets it to Nelson, and there's a foul on Free. It's Jason Nelson. Going to head to the line. Ninth team foul. Nelson will shoot 1-1. Coach Nelson talking now with his two guards, Blake and White, about what he wants here. Got to play smart basketball. Minute 25 to go. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. See if this is a 30. I think it is. We're going to stay right here. Coach Brown got his work cut out for him. Minute 25. So it is a timeout. Finally got the actual call. And they're going to say it's a full timeout. So if it's a full timeout, we're going to take a break. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be right back with a conclusion of exciting West Valley League boys varsity action on KLYC. Well, welcome back to Amity High School, where your Warriors are leading the third, tied for second place and seventh in the West Valley League and seventh-ranked Horizon Christian Hawks. And the Warriors have led this one since the first basket. They were up 2-0, then 4-2, and then 25-13 after one, 31-26 at halftime. Nelson misses the front end of the 1-1, and the Warriors were up 4 headed into the fourth. Nelson now 3 out of 5 from the line. Sprower working his way down, turns with the left hand, lays it up and in. You got to step up and meet him. Another basket for Sprower. It's a 4-point game. Warriors with it. Full court pressure here. White hooks a pass to Jaeger. Jaeger back to Nelson. They just beat the 10-second to Blake. Blake hangs, misses. Wart puts it up and in. They finish the break in uncharacteristic fashion there, missing a lay-in, but Wart puts it back in. Sprower drives, hangs, misses. Wart with a rebound. 48 seconds to go. Warrior ball. They come up to trap. It's White with it. White beats the press, gets across half court, needs to slow it down. Now he does. Dribbles back out. Got to run some clock here, up 6. And we've got a foul on Sheely, I believe, as White trying to dish that off to Blake. Good job by Sammy there. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 now. It's a double bonus is in effect. 10 team fouls against Horizon. A nice job. Good defense that time. Kodiak Jaeger coming down to help Wart on Sprower. Sprower was not going to pass the ball at this point in the game. White leans that one in. Little body English from Sammy there. That ball was didn't feel comfortable coming off his hand, but it goes in as he leans hard to the left to see it go in. Second one, perfect. White's hit his last 7 free throws in this game. He's 8 out of 9 overall. He split his first 2, and we've got a full timeout. We're going to stay right here on this one. So if the Warriors can finish this off, they're up 8 with 38 seconds. They should be able to finish it off, but like I said, you won't find a better coach team than Dave Brown. He's got he's among the career win leaders in the state of Oregon for boys basketball. He's way up on that list. He's coached a long time. There's nothing he hasn't seen and no adjustment he hasn't had to make. But let's say the Warriors do manage to pull this off. They move to 6-6. That leaves them with 2 games, one against Westside, one against Taft. Both games should be lopsided. Taft is 6-14 of the year, 3-8 league, and the Warriors beat them pretty easily here. Westside, the Warriors put 100 points on Westside Christian Eagles back in January, 166 blowout. That's not a team that matches up well. So even shorthanded, even if Parr's not back, the Warriors should be able to take both of those teams. And if they do that, then it's really up to Dayton to help us out and beat Willamina. And if that happens, the Warriors will have a home game against Willamina in the district playoffs. Egger gets fouled by Blake. Blake a little out of position. Commits his 4th foul and the 5th team foul. Blake didn't like how much contact Egger made. He's talking with Egger about it. No bad sportsmanship, just talking. Blake felt like Egger initiated all that contact, but Zach was still moving. Free with it, trying to cross over, steps back, contested, blocked by Jaeger, and Blake with a rebound. There's a foul. That'll put Blake on the line, folks, and I think you can probably shut the book on this one. I know Coach Nelson had a meeting with his players after that Willamina game because they just weren't playing like a team there in that game at all, and especially in the fourth quarter, and I think he's talked a lot about them trusting each other and playing as a team and being what they can be. Blake at the line, hits the first. Zach's had a good night. Big basket at the end of the first quarter when he buried about a 35-footer just before the buzzer. Blake, second one, perfect also. He's got his first 2 free throws of the night. 10-point lead for the Warriors. Now they just want to not foul, make them run a little clock. Sprower at the Warrior head, drives, kicks, Morrell for 3, good. Boy, they can shoot the ball from 3-point range if you give them open looks. And we've got a foul immediately as they try to extend this game. 7-point game, though, and you're going to put either White or I think White's headed to the line. Fouls on Morrell. I'll put Blake on the line to shoot 2. I couldn't see who got fouled down there on the inbound. So in spite of Anthony Sprower having a typical Anthony Sprower game, the Warriors overall have done a pretty good job on this team. And they've done, defensively, I don't know that they've done much better of a job, but offensively, the Warriors have played much better as a team. They did have a bad quarter in the third, or in the second quarter, but other than that, the Warriors have played very good team offensive basketball all night. Blake hits a pair, pushing him up close to 20 points on the night. I'll get you a final total in a minute. No fouls coming. Egger puts up a three, no good, and that's about going to do it. 6.6 seconds left to go. Warriors up nine. They're going to get out of here as the Hawks back off. I don't think they'll pressure here, and the Warrior fans rise to their feet. And that is going to do it, folks. 66-57. The Warriors with a huge league win that they needed very badly, and they did it shorthanded with no Tyler Parr, no Tommy Jackson, and they did it against a healthy and good Horizon Christian Hawks team. All right, we're going to take a quick break and be back with some scoring totals for you for the night. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Warriors with an excellent league win tonight by 9, 66-57 over the 7th-ranked Horizon Christian Hawks. The Warriors will find themselves moving up a little bit in the standings. They were 14th coming into this. Beating the 7th team will help, hopefully. Warriors ended up being led tonight by Sam White with 24. Zach Blake had 18, 8 for Jaeger, 6 for Wart, 5 for Nelson, and 3 big points for Brian Hatch. That really gave him some breathing room there with about 5.5 minutes to go in the fourth. For Horizon Christian, it was Anthony Sprower with 25. He had 10 in the first quarter. Warriors did a pretty good job. He got pretty assertive in the third, and they struggled with him a little bit third, but came out in the fourth, did a great job on him. Morrell had 15, including three threes. Three threes for Kyle Free. He had 9. And then 5 points for Egger and 3 for Sheely. All right. Warriors get a huge win here. Get them back to 500 in league at 6-6. They've got 2 games left. We will be at Taft on Tuesday and at Westside Christian on Friday to wrap up the league season. And if the Warriors win out, assuming Willamina loses to Dayton next week, then the Warriors should be sitting in fourth place and be hosting a game against Willamina in the district playoffs. We will let you know when that is all final. But until then, the Warriors just have to feel very good about playing the kind of basketball they're capable of playing here against a really good defensive team. All right, that's it for tonight. You hopefully have had a good time listening to the Warriors pull off another win, and hopefully you will be joining us on Tuesday from Taft High School for girls and boys varsity action. Until then, have yourselves a great weekend. Go Warriors! Good night, everybody.